If I'm guarded by the peace of God, no evil tidings should throw me off balance. I may not like it, I may weep, but that does not mean that I lose my peace.
Welcome to In Touch. Mark chapter 4 reveals an interesting account in the lives of Jesus and his disciples. As the story goes, the group was heading across the Sea of Galilee when they encountered a fierce storm. To the disciples, Jesus appeared unconcerned or even unaware of their plight as he slept quietly in the back of the boat. Of course, his friends woke him up, and Jesus completely calmed the sea with a single command. You know, we're often like that group of fearful disciples. Our circumstances cause us to worry and doubt God's ability to handle what we face. Well, today we conclude our series on true peace by discovering how we can daily experience unshakable peace. Listen as Charles Stanley teaches from Philippians chapter 4.
When we think about peace, we usually think about feeling good. But in the scriptures, there are two kinds of peace. One of them is the peace that we call the peace with God. And peace with God means that you and I make a decision to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And that brings to a halt the opposition and the hostility and the enmity between God and ourselves. He forgives us of our sins and saves us and places us into His family, and we become the children of God. That's when you and I experience peace with God. The war is over and we have become His children, no longer His enemies. But after you and I become a child of God, we have to live in this world full of anxieties and fears and frustrations and all kinds of troubles and trials and tribulations. Now the Bible talks about the peace of God. And what Paul is talking about in this passage is just that. The peace of God which surpasses all human understanding. And he's writing to these Philippian Christians this wonderful message of joy and peace. And he says in verse 5, "Let your forbearing spirit, your yielded spirit, be known to all men. The Lord is near." And then he says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, or surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Now, when we talk about peace, let's think about that peace of God for just a moment, because we're talking about that tranquility and quietness of the soul, that sense of confidence, that sense of assurance that we have, that stillness, that no matter what's going on around us, somehow on the inside, everything is quiet, still, and secure. Likewise, the peace that God gives, this peace of God, is a peace that is not determined by circumstances. That is, circumstances do not have to be a certain way in order for us to experience the peace of God. The peace of God isn't something that you and I are brought into through some change of circumstance. Neither is it a matter of chance or of luck, but it is a matter of choice. The peace of God dwelling and ruling in your heart and mind in an unshakable fashion is a choice that you and I make. So as we think about unshakable, that means that it is steady, steadfast, and strong. That it is unflinching and unwavering. And therefore, no matter what happens, that peace remains and we are confident and secure and steady and steadfast and not thrown off balance no matter what we face in life. Well, all that being said, the big question is, well, how do I experience this peace which we are describing as a peace that is unshakable? Well, Paul answers that in this passage, I believe, and so I want us to go through this passage and look at how to experience this. There are four things I think that are absolutely essential. And number one is, if you'll jot these down, number one is to recognize our utter dependence upon God. You say, "I don't see that in the passage." Well, you wait. Recognize our utter dependence upon God. Now, let me just put it this way. This is the absolute bottom line key to experiencing the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding and buffets us against every enemy in life. It is the bottom line. Now, of course, Christ being our Savior is the foundation truth. Here's the bottom line. Why? Now, think about it. If I'm living in an attitude of absolute and utter dependence upon God, then in my everyday life, that's become a lifestyle. So I'm not just utterly dependent upon Him when calamity and destruction and storm strikes. I'm living in absolute, utter dependence upon Him daily. That is the key. Now, I want you to go to a couple of passages here, if you will. Turn, if you will, to Psalm 55, and you want to jot this one down and mark it in your Bible. Psalm 55. All right, look at the 22nd verse. He says, cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Look at that. Cast your burden upon the Lord, no matter what that burden is, no matter what causes you anxiety and trial and heartache. He says, just cast it upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He'll keep you steady. He'll keep you strong. He says, He will never, listen to that, He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Well, go over to Psalm 68, if you will, and look in the 19th verse, Psalm 68, verse 19. Psalm 68, verse 19 says, blessed be the Lord who, look at this, I love this word, I'm glad He put it in there. Blessed be the Lord who what? Daily bears our burden. Daily bears our burden. Now, what does that tell me? First of all, God is not going to eliminate all my burdens, number one. Secondly, it tells me that God delights in, is prepared to, and is sitting on ready to bear my burden each day. Here's what He said. He said, you and I have the privilege of doing what? He says, we have the privilege of rolling these burdens off of us and rolling them onto God. Why? He says He daily bears our burdens. He says, cast all your burdens upon Him. He cares for you. He says, He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. God is the burden bearer. He does not intend for us to live with anxieties and fears and insecurities. He intends for us to live with joy and a peace. He says, a peace that rules our heart, a peace that reigns in us, not one that's causing us anxiety. So what happens? I have to decide, am I going to bear it and leave Him to bear it? And you see, the moment I say, God, I can't handle this, and He says to me, cast your burden upon me and I'll care for you. I'm free. I'm free. Listen, I'm free when I loosen my grip on something that He never intended me to bear. And so what can I say? I can say, well, that's the end of that, because God now has taken care of it, and praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm freed and released. Why? Because He says, cast your burden upon me. He says in 1 Peter, cast all your anxieties upon me. He says, for God cares for us. What is He saying? That He has already assumed responsibility for everything that I bear. Bear not a single care thyself. One is too much for thee. The work is mine and mine alone. Thy work to trust in me. That's the way we ought to look at our burdens and our anxieties. We shouldn't be bearing them. God says, I'll take them. And in these passages, this is exactly what He's saying. Let me handle what I never intended for you to handle. Now listen to me. God knows that He's going to allow things in our life that are too big for us. He's going to allow things in our life we can't handle. He didn't say He wouldn't. I'm telling you, He knows what's coming into our life that you and I do not know how to deal with and can't change. But He knows. You know what He says about it? He said, just let it go. Just let it go. Cast your burden upon me daily, and I'll care for you. You have no reason to be anxious. These things that you can't handle, you're trying to carry in life, what are they doing? The longer you live with them, the more they bear you down. And listen, they eventually get to us physically as well as emotionally and spiritually. He says, let them go. He says, I want to take them. I knew they were coming. I'm prepared to handle them. Don't handle them. Let me handle those things that cause you anxiety. So first of all, first step is our absolute recognition of our absolute utter dependence upon God. The second one, listen to this now. This is why it's all here. The second one is motivated by that one. And listen to what Paul said. He said now, verse 6, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, look, he says in everything, not some things. Look at this. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. You say, are you telling me that the solution to anxiety and this unshakable peace is prayer? That's part of it. But no, what did we say first? Recognition of our absolute utter dependence upon God. You see, if that's a lifestyle, then what's going to happen when something hits me on the blind side or head on? The first thing, if that's a lifestyle, first thing I'm going to do is talk to God. So he says here, don't be anxious about these things. But he says, in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now, he uses four different Greek words here for prayer. They all mean prayer, but what I want you to notice is what the difference. When he says, but in everything, that is, every time you're confronted with something, go to prayer. That's his general word for prayer. That is, talk to God. The second word he uses here is supplication, which is a strong word for dealing with those crucial, critical issues. When that thing hits you, he says, prayer, supplication. Then if you notice, he says, do it with thanksgiving. Why did he say thanksgiving? Here's the reason. Because Paul knows that it is a vital part of my peace, that when I am hit with something, to immediately turn to God and immediately think back, refer to times in the past when I have gone through situations and circumstances that were beyond me, and God brought me through them, how he brought me through them. Then what do I have? I have an immediate rise in my faith. And what is it keeps us stalwart and strong and steadfast and immovable and unflinching? Something happens on the inside. And so Paul said, you know how to go to prayer. And then he said, to make, looking back over those promises, then he says, making specific request, Father, and bringing it to him. Now, if you only pray once in a while, or if you just pray when you get into bed at night, then you're not living a life of utter and absolute dependence upon God. And so when things hit you, if that's not your lifestyle, you're going to have a problem. And secondly, if prayer isn't a lifestyle with you, you're going to have a problem with anxieties. And what's going to happen is you're going to be thrown off balance. You're going to be like a roller coaster, up and down, in and out, off and on, full of anxiety, fear. Instead of having continuing peace, as Paul said in 2 Thessalonians, it's going to be up and down, in and out, off and on, which is not a testimony at all for God. And so when he says in this passage, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, bring it to God in prayer. Now, it is absolutely impossible to experience unshakable peace apart from a prayer life that is strong. You can't, listen, look at the situations and circumstances people have to deal with every day in their life, and look how they respond. They don't only respond with anxiety. That anxiety level has reached such a height in our nation that that anxiety level has reached the height of anger, to the degree that people will shoot and kill people in a split second and never give it a thought. We're a nation that has become so full of anxiety and fear and uncertainty and insecurity. Now our anger level is such, we can hardly live with each other. Where is there peace and safety in this nation of ours? I'll tell you why. Because we decided we're so smart, we didn't need God. Take him out of the school, out of the home, out of our society, out of the government. And what do we have? We have what society minus God can produce, and none of us like it. And you would think after a while that somebody would be smart enough to realize, hey, there's something really wrong here. And we keep wanting to fix things by more money, and fix things by higher taxes, and fix things with more committees, and fix things with more of this, and fix some of that, and fix some of the other. It's real simple. You could take all the paper in Washington and throw it in the trash and pull out the Word of God and govern this nation. Govern this nation. But as we said, the problem is pride. So we said, first of all, an absolute, utter dependence upon God. Secondly, a strong prayer life. Thirdly, a simple faith. You're not going to God in prayer unless you trust him. That's why it's all in this verse. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, he says, let your request be made known to God. Trust him. Trust in this God who said, cast your burdens upon me, and I'll care for you. He says, trust this God who daily bears our burdens. Trust this God who says there is a peace that is beyond human comprehension. Trust this God who says in quietness and in peace is our confidence. Trust this God who said, go to Isaiah chapter 41. Trust this God who made this fantastic statement. In the 41st chapter of Isaiah, look if you will in verse 10. Another one of those verses to jot down. He says in this verse, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Put your faith in the God who is living on the inside of you in the person of Jesus Christ. Put your faith in the God who said, I want to bear your burdens. So if I am willing and ready to live in absolute utter dependence upon Him, because I am anyway, and have a strong prayer life and willing to bring things to Him and trust Him, I am going to have a peace that passes all human understanding. But that's only three of them. There's one more. And this is a very, very key one I want you to jot down. And that is to focus our attention upon God and not the cause of the anxiety. Now, I want you to watch this one. Focus your attention upon God and not the cause of the anxiety. All four of these are absolutely essential. Now, what happens when you begin to pray? What happens when you begin to pray? Your focus turns to God. Does that mean that I will never, never fear? Does it mean that I will never have an anxious moment? No, but here's what it means. Here's what happens. Now, watch this. Let's say that something hits you head on, whether it's bad news or a failure in some area, whatever it might be. At that moment, because of who you and I are, we have a choice at that moment to do one of two things. Now, the unbeliever doesn't have this choice, but we do, all of us who are believers. We have this choice. When it hits me head on, I can do one of two things. I can focus on the cause of that anxiety because it hit me head on. Or if it hits me on the blind side, I suddenly focus on that. My attention and my emotions are turned to that. If it is something that causes fear, if it's something that causes me a brief moment of real anxiety or distress or whatever, if I focus on that, what happens? The longer I focus on it, the larger it becomes. And here's what happens. It's like a magnet. It begins to draw me into itself. And before long, what happened is I'm in the midst of this, and now I'm feeling it. I'm covered up in it. I'm overwhelmed by it, and I'm absolutely saturated. And I don't know what, I'm really off balance. That's one choice. Here's the other choice. When it hits me head on or hits me on the blind side, here's my choice. As soon as it hits me, God. Because you see, that's where my focus is. God. What does that mean? That means instantly. Instantly, because I'm living in the awareness continually that I am absolutely and utterly dependent upon God. As soon as it hits me, what? God. We come to Him in prayer. Where's my focus? My focus is on Him. And my friend, when you and I focus on Him and we cry to Him, God, my trust is in You, I guarantee you there is no panic when your faith is in God. Nothing can shake. Listen, nothing can shake that peace when you and I are living in absolute utter dependence upon Him. And secondly, when it hits us, and it will hit us, blind side or front side, God. There's our focus. Then what happens? Instantly, immediately, here's what happens. We turn to look at that cause of anxiety through the presence of an all-loving, omnipotent God who said, He will bear our burdens. And you know what happens? That peace that you and I enjoy when the anxiety is not attacking us, you know what happens? You're going to feel the buffer, but you won't lose your peace. You don't have to lose it. If you had to lose it, you got to cut some verses out of this Bible. He says, don't be anxious about anything. Hit us, yes. Hit us blind side, yes. Cause me a moment of being stunned. But you see, if it is my lifestyle, if Christ is my life and that's the way I'm living, it is the natural, normal response to look to Him first before I consider the cause of that anxiety, and then look at it through the eyes of a loving, caring, omnipotent Father who said, I'll bear your burdens daily. You know what that means? That means I don't have to bear. Does it mean that I won't feel it? No. Does it mean that I may not weep? No, it doesn't mean that. Listen, you can weep with the most perfect peace in your heart. You can face the most difficult and trying circumstance that is absolutely beyond comprehension with a peace that is beyond ourselves. Now, the moment we change our focus and we turn it back on the circumstance, what happens? You can get thrown off balance. So what is he saying? He says, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Living out of dependence upon Him. Talking to Him as a way of life. Trusting Him and keeping your focus on Him, then anything that comes your way has to come through the buffer of Almighty God. Now, my friend, there is no way in all the world, either this passage is true or it is absolutely not true. And when He says, in quietness and in confidence is my peace. Listen, He says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is fixed on Him. If I could say there's one key, it's focus. Focus upon God. If my focus is on Him, everything else has to get viewed through that. And my friend, you can pile up all the universes that God may have out yonder. All the galaxies, all the constellations, stars, suns, moons, whatever He's got out there. And put them over on this side and just let God stand singularly over here. And there is no comparison. And that's the God who lives on the inside of you and me. And my friend, if He can handle all that, my burden and my trials and my heartaches are a cinch. It doesn't even ruffle anything about Him. And that's why He said, you don't have to live in anxiety. You can have peace when all hell breaks loose around you and everything around you comes tumbling in. There is a peace that passes all human understanding, and it is yours for the choosing in Christ.
No matter what life throws at you, you can face it with unshakable peace. The key, Charles Stanley emphasized, is to focus on God and not your circumstances. When we can see our situation against the backdrop of God's unlimited power, then we can be confident that He can handle anything that we face. There are many unexpected difficulties that we encounter throughout life, and it's those surprises that can cause us the most turmoil. In order to handle those situations correctly, we need to be well grounded in God's Word before hardship arises. If you find yourself collapsing every time adversity touches your life, then you'll benefit greatly from reading the In Touch magazine. Through articles and features in this free publication, you'll find biblical truths that will keep you stable regardless of what life brings. To begin receiving your free subscription, ask for the In Touch magazine when you write. Our address is In Touch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea. Once again, that's In Touch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea.